Raise emotionally intelligent children. Most parents want their children to be happy when they grow up. But what does happiness really mean? It's a fleeting emotion that isn't always the right response to every situation. Children need to experience and navigate emotions like sorrow, fear, and anxiety as they grow. A better goal is to help children become emotionally intelligent, equipping them to handle life's challenges with resilience and understanding. Emotional intelligence is key to managing life's complexities and involves recognizing, understanding, and managing one's own emotions and those of others. There are five main elements of emotional intelligence: self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, motivation, and social skills. Self-awareness means knowing and understanding your own emotions and reactions, an essential first step. Self-regulation is about managing your emotional responses, whether it's staying calm or processing feelings constructively. Empathy goes beyond understanding others' emotions to sharing and connecting with them. Intrinsic motivation drives people to pursue fulfilling, emotionally rewarding goals based on personal interests. Finally, social skills involve effectively interacting with others and adapting to different social situations and expectations. Collaborative emotion processing method. Collaborative emotion processing, CEP, is a new way to build emotional intelligence using interactive and hands-on learning. It focuses on four main teaching methods. 1. Intentional modeling. Adults show the behaviors they want to teach. 2. Active encouragement. Promotes expressing emotions. 3. Exaggeration for clarity. Makes lessons clearer. 4. Simplifying complex tasks. Break down complicated tasks into smaller steps. SEP recognizes that the best learning happens when people are emotionally engaged and calm, not when they're stressed. SEP has 5 stages. 1. Acknowledging emotions, allowing and accepting emotions. 2. Recognizing and naming emotions, identifying emotions by name. 3. Feeling secure, becoming comfortable with a wide range of emotions. 4. Seeking support, using coping strategies to manage emotions. 5. Resolving emotions, solving the problem or letting go of it. This method respects and supports each person's unique emotional journey while teaching them about their emotions. The SEP program encourages adults to be mindful and aware of their own biases, promoting empathy when interacting with children. By using scientific research on the limbic system and mirror neurons, SEP helps us understand emotional connections better. The next sections will show how applying SEP can build emotional intelligence, providing a strong framework for preparing both children and adults for life's challenges. Handle emotional outbursts in kids. Imagine a child refusing a diaper change or crying over a breakfast spill. These tough moments are great chances to use the collaborative emotion processing, CEP, method, teaching emotional intelligence during daily challenges. Start by being mindful and aware of your reactions and the child's feelings. Pause to process both. Emotions can be sudden and inconvenient, like getting a flat tire on a busy day. Just as you carry tools for tire repair, SEP gives adult strategies to handle these emotional outbursts effectively. Acknowledging and allowing emotions is key. Instead of just reacting to a child's actions, it's about understanding what they're feeling. Seeing a child's emotions as a way of asking for help or connection shifts focus from discipline to empathy. Importance of self-awareness in understanding children's emotions. Self-awareness is crucial. It helps adults recognize their own emotions and biases. For example, the belief that children should always be quiet can influence how we react. Being aware of this prevents us from projecting these biases onto the child. In the brain, the amygdala and prefrontal cortex play roles. They help us decide whether to calm down or teach a child in different situations. In practice, the SEP method guides adults in coaching children through their emotions. Mindfulness helps us respond thoughtfully instead of reacting quickly. It helps us understand when a child is upset and needs comfort or when they are struggling to control their emotions and need help regulating them. Child emotional processing, CEP, involves helping kids move from feeling upset to being calm and ready to solve problems. This includes using activities like exercise, stories, or comforting words, tailored to each child's feelings. By using SEP in these moments, you not only guide children through their emotions but also show them how to handle feelings well. This method teaches kids emotional skills that help them face life's challenges confidently. Overall, SEP turns the often bumpy journey of growing emotions into a positive experience for both kids and adults alike. Effective boundaries and child guidance. In a toddler classroom one morning, tension arose when Mika, a young child, disrupted the calm by throwing a block. This incident shows the challenges and opportunities in setting and maintaining boundaries with children. Instead of just scolding Mika, the teacher chose to guide him gently but firmly. She set a clear safety rule and encouraged Mika to use words or gestures to ask for play. This situation highlights how important it is to set boundaries with children. It's not just about making them obey blindly but creating a safe environment where they can explore and learn. Effective boundary setting means being firm about rules but also understanding each child's needs and reactions. Setting boundaries is more than just making rules, it's about understanding and communicating well. When children act out, it's important to figure out why. Are they seeking attention, expressing a need, or testing their independence? Understanding this helps adults respond in ways that help and teach the child. Setting boundaries is a two-way process. Adults need to be aware of their own feelings and manage them well. This self-awareness helps them respond thoughtfully, creating a positive learning environment for children. Uphold growth and respect. Boundaries aren't just rules, they're like guardrails for kids navigating social and emotional challenges. Adults create a safe environment by setting and sticking to these boundaries. This helps children learn from mistakes and grow emotionally. It builds trust and respect, crucial for their development and learning. Mastering boundary setting with children means finding the right balance of guidance and flexibility. It involves understanding their perspectives, meeting their needs, and nurturing an environment where they can explore safely. This approach teaches responsibility and self-control, improving how they interact with others respectfully. Effective approach to addressing children's behavior. Addressing a child's behavior requires careful timing and method. It's not just about pointing out mistakes but helping them learn to make better choices in the future. This approach, known as Collaborative Emotion Processing, CEP, focuses on teaching children skills and positively expressing their needs. When discussing behavior, it's crucial to differentiate between self-esteem and shame. Self-esteem focuses on actions, like saying, "I made a bad choice," while shame attacks a child's worth with statements like, "I am bad." This difference is important for building a child's healthy self-image. The best time to talk about behavior is when both the adult and child are calm. This ensures a productive conversation where the child can understand and learn. Considering a child's memory and understanding abilities is key to making these talks effective. Using pictures and stories can also help explain things, especially for kids who learn better visually. Dealing with behavior isn't just about knowing right from wrong, it's about feeling it. For example, if a child throws a cup, they might know it's wrong but not yet know how to react differently. This is where the SEP method comes in, helping uncover why the behavior happens and guiding the child through handling their emotions better. Understand consequences and motivation in child development. Consequences play a crucial role in shaping children's behavior. There are natural consequences, like getting wet from jumping in a puddle, which happens directly from actions. Imposed consequences, such as moving markers away after a child draws on the wall, are set by adults. Both types should match the situation and avoid emotional reactions from adults. It's important to distinguish between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. Extrinsic rewards, like stickers or praise, might make kids behave at the moment but can weaken their internal drive and ability to find satisfaction on their own. On the other hand, intrinsic motivation, which comes from achieving things and overcoming challenges, builds a stronger and more personal sense of accomplishment. When dealing with consequences, punishments, and rewards, the focus should be on creating an atmosphere of respect and trust. This approach views behavior as a way for kids to express needs rather than just testing boundaries. Responding with kindness, curiosity, and connection, as suggested by the SEP method, helps kids understand their feelings better and develop emotional intelligence. By approaching child behavior with these ideas, adults can guide kids towards better decisions and support their emotional growth. This lays the groundwork for a future society that is more compassionate and understanding. Reduce tantrums before they start. To prevent meltdowns in children, it's crucial to address their emotional needs before they become upset. One effective method is pre-teaching, which involves preparing children for upcoming events or changes. For instance, explaining what to expect at a social event, like a special dinner, can reduce anxiety. This includes discussing possible scenarios and questions they might encounter, boosting their confidence, and lowering the chances of a meltdown. Another proactive approach is using the what-if game. By asking questions such as, "What if all the swings are taken at the playground?" and helping them think of solutions, children learn to prepare for different situations and improve their problem-solving skills. This strategy not only readies them for real-life events but also enhances their ability to handle challenges. Social stories are powerful tools that help children learn how to handle real-life situations. They're like blueprints for the right behaviors. For example, a story might show how to deal with leaving school or sharing toys. Visual aids are also crucial for kids. Things like calendars and schedules make abstract ideas clear. They show exactly what's going to happen, which can ease worries. A detailed schedule, like put on one sock, then the other, makes complex routines simple for children. Timers and countdowns help them understand time passing, great for transitions or waiting. Emotion cards and coping strategies are another helpful tool. They teach children to recognize and express feelings better. For instance, a choice board with pictures can help a child show what they need or how they feel, making communication easier. Build emotional intelligence in children. Acknowledging children's feelings, even if adults find them unimportant, is crucial. Empathy means recognizing their emotions without immediately trying to solve the problem. Saying phrases like "that must be tough" or "you're feeling really strongly" shows more understanding than dismissing their feelings with a "but." Developing emotional intelligence in kids requires consistent effort, patience, and understanding from grown-ups. Every small step in helping children handle their emotions, whether through proactive strategies, empathy, or validation, contributes to their emotional growth and resilience. This approach aims not just to avoid emotional outbursts but also to give children the tools to handle their feelings well as they grow up. Key points. 1. Acknowledging children's feelings is crucial for emotional intelligence, promoting empathy and resilience. 2. Emotional intelligence in kids involves self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, motivation, and social skills. 3. The collaborative emotion processing, CEP, method enhances emotional intelligence through interactive learning. 4. SEP focuses on intentional modeling, active encouragement, exaggeration for clarity, and simplifying tasks. 5. It supports children in acknowledging, naming, and managing emotions while seeking support and resolving issues.